Okay, the final tool in your toolbox for your first 90 days success plan is tool number three, relating to your boss. So here's how relating to your boss should work. I'm gonna give you a kind of a collection of do's and don'ts. These are best practices, things that I've seen people do wrong, make mistakes, and things I've seen people do right when they get into a new organization. So the first one is this. One, clarify expectations early and often. That's the first thing to do. That goes right back to that issue of expectations alignment and getting people really clear. Do that repeatedly. Come back more often early on to make sure. Are we still thinking the same way? Do we mean the same words in the same way? Do I still have the mandates I think I have? Am I still accountable for what you said I was accountable? Do I still have the authority, et cetera? Second one is this. Take 100% responsibility for a good working relationship. Your boss is who they are, and they have the prerogative, unfortunately, of being who they are, whether that's a good thing or a bad thing. And your job is to figure out, how can I make sure that this relationship works? How do they like to communicate? How can I tailor who I am to make sure that I communicate in ways that they understand? Third thing to do, negotiate timelines for diagnosis and action plans. Here's what I mean by that. When you're doing your hypothesis, you know, kind of immersion questions, your deep dive, that first tool I introduced you to, you want to tell your boss, I plan to do this work, and I think it'll take about this long, minimum 30 days. And I probably need another 30 days after that to really get that honed in and develop my action plans. And then by 60 days, I plan to present you with my action plans for what I'd like to change or do. And so that next final 30 days of the 90 days is where you actually get that final set of work implemented. You start doing the work in that final 30-day stretch. Okay, next one is aim for early wins important to your boss. We already talked a little bit about that, but this is really critical. You want to find out, what are the wins that matter to my boss and how can I get early ones? And in some cases, you can even ask after you've done some of the hypothesizing, you see a couple of items that are low-hanging fruit, easy to execute, kind of a big impact, you want to test it with him or her. You want to say to her, look, you know, I wonder, this is where I'm thinking. Does that sound like it might be a good thing for us to tackle first? And she'll give you an idea. You know, yeah, I think that's good, or maybe not so much. And the last one that I'm going to state here is expect back channeling as normal, not personal. Here's what I mean by that. When you enter a new organization, or if you would take a new role where suddenly your peers become your subordinates, or maybe you take on a role and it puts someone who used to be reporting to your boss between them and their boss. That means there are existing prior relationships that are stronger than the stated hierarchy. And when you understand those existing prior relationships are in place, it means that people are going to go around you to talk to your boss about you. And that is normal in every system. Don't take it personally when you learn that happened. Understand it. Make sure that you realize it's going to happen. See if you can get the information. Don't try to be punitive when you get the information. So if your boss says, hey, someone's been telling me this, don't worry about who said it. Try to focus as much as you can on what's the information, what's the context, how can I learn from it? So those are the big do's. Now we're going to transition into the don'ts. So here are the main things you do not want to do. Do not stay away from your boss. Now, that doesn't mean you have to be constantly hovering around your boss, but you want to be careful. Sometimes bosses get really busy doing other things, and you assume that because they haven't reached out, there's no need to interact with them. So make sure that you're doing regular reaching out, checking in, asking for a little bit of time here and there, especially in those first 90 days, to make sure that you guys are aligned. Second one, do not surprise your boss. Don't come to your boss with information that they didn't know about at all. So you want to kind of seed the ideas early on. You want to let them know, hey, look, need to have a conversation about a challenge over here. When's a good time to have that conversation about this challenge? That way, when you go into the meeting, they know, okay, I'm not surprised. You warned me something was happening, wasn't working right, and I want to hear about it. And that leads actually to the next one, which is don't approach your boss with only problems. So when you come with an issue that might be, you know, destabilizing or difficult for your boss to hear, don't come with just the problem. Make sure you come with your sense of what solutions might be. It's okay if you don't know all of them. It's okay if you don't have it. It's okay if you need their help. But make sure that you come with some sense of a solution, not just a problem. The next one is, don't just run through your checklist. So when you're meeting with your boss and you got a whole list of things that you're going and doing, try to pick the top three things that seem to maybe matter the most to her and share that with her and tell her, look, here's the things that matter to me. This is what I think I'm working on. Do you have anything else you want me to share that you need line of sight on? So that's how you don't just go through kind of everything that's going on. The next, and actually final one, is don't expect your boss to change. So this goes back to taking 100% responsibility for the relationship. Look, bosses do change. They can change, often with serious, you know, coaching and an awareness that there's a major problem. And if they don't change, they could lose their job or lose their authority or lose their credibility. So I'm not saying it doesn't happen. I'm saying you won't have the authority or the power to change them. You can certainly guide them. You can certainly manage up. There's another bonus where I talk about how to manage up. But this is one of those things where you're really trying to help them. You're trying to get used to, this is who they are. I've got to accept who they are. And I've got to learn from it and learn how to adapt in this new context. So that is tool number three, the three big tools, all of the four elements of the blueprint, how you establish credibility early on, how you break even as fast as possible, and how you have a big impact early on in the first 90 days. So there it is. I hope it was useful, and I look forward to seeing you in the next bonus.